Hello, hello, hello. Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury here. Now, I just want to make it quite clear to all of you that you are a bunch of racist, immoral, vermin, subhuman scum. Christians should not be associated with far-right groups. And by far-right groups, I mean groups that defend the native British people. Because far-right groups, by which I mean groups that defend the native British people that have been here thousands of years, are un-Christian. In the distribution of housing, there should be no preference given to native British people. It should be given on the basis of relief, and that means good housing, good health, and good education for the most marginalised in the community. I can't emphasise enough that the EU is the greatest cause for thankfulness that we can possibly imagine. And if you disagree with me in any way, you are far-right vermin and you're going to go to hell, as I set out in my book, Reimagining Britain. What's that you say? I was perfectly aware as far back as 1982 that there was a pervert within the church, that there was a vile predator of a man who was grooming and physically abusing young boys for his own sadistic gratification. I did nothing about it, and therefore I'm immoral. No, you have no idea. You have no idea how woke Christianity works. Woke Christianity works by virtue of your moral if you say the right things. That's what makes you moral. Allowing evil to happen, that's absolutely morally fine under the woke Christian system. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, the Archbishop of Canterbury, I would say Dr. Justin Welby, but for some strange reason they appointed him and he doesn't have a doctorate in theology. But anyway, Mr. Justin Welby has resigned as of today, the 12th of November. He has been pushed into resigning. He's basically been forced to resign because despite all of his moral grandstanding, despite 10 years of preaching to the British people about how immoral and racist they are, despite this old Etonian who's never had to compete with foreigners for a job in his life, who's never had to be concerned about being on the housing list, who's never had to want for anything, sitting there and judging working class people that stand up for their communities as filthy, vile, un-Christian thugs. He has had to go because he's basically been involved in a cover-up of serious physical and, to some extent, sexual abuse within the Church of England. It is symbolically wonderful. This is the morality of the woke Christian. The woke Christian preaches that he is good because he is anti-racist and anti-British and pro the European Union and all of this stuff. He is good. You are bad for disagreeing with him. Yet he is the one who enables a person to be sexually abused, a person to be physically abused, and does nothing to stop that person from physically abusing other people, and then basically tries and sweeps the physical abuse under the carpet and does nothing to bring him to justice. That is the morality of the woke mind. It is about dogma. If you believe in certain dogmas, you are good. Even if you murder people, even if you rape people, even if you physically abuse or sexually abuse people or turn a blind eye to these things, as long as you believe in the dogmas, you will go to heaven. Such is the, evil of woke people. And before I talk about what happened in detail, could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here? And could you also subscribe to my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where if you like what I do, you can support me the cost of a pint of beer a month, where I put in-person interviews, where I put transcripts of my stuff, where I put interesting movies, where I put fascinating interviews, and where I put stuff that I dare put on YouTube. Please subscribe there, and also subscribe here. It really helps me do that. Thank you very much. So, Justin Welby. And particularly for our American viewers, what is the situation? Justin Welby is essentially the head of the Church of England. He is the primate of all England, the Archbishop of Canterbury. In 1982, Justin Welby was working for what was called an Ivern, or Ewern, I don't know how you pronounce it, I-W-E-R-N-E, Iron Camp, also known as a Bash Camp, founded by a chap called E.B. Bash, as basically fundamentalist Christian holiday camps for public schoolboys. Public schools being very, very prestigious private schools that rich people go to, like Justin Welby, who went to Eton. So fundamentalist, evangelical summer camp. And he was working as a person in charge of a dormitory at one of those summer camps. He knew the Uran Trust extremely well. The person who was in charge of the Uran Trust in the 1970s was a barrister by the name of Peter Smythe. Peter Smythe was born in 1941 and died in 1918. He was the barrister for Mary Whitehouse. Mary Whitehouse was the head of the Viewers and Listeners Association. She brought a private prosecution in 1977 against a magazine called Gay News or something like this, because of a poem they wrote about a Roman soldier taking Jesus' corpse down from the cross and sodomizing it. And that poem included the lines about him being well hung and I came and I came and I came. Anyway, she was successful in her prosecution and Peter Smythe was her barrister. Peter Smythe, as I say, from in the 1970s, was in charge of these Uran camps. And what he would do is he would go round boys' public schools, in particular Winchester, but also at those camps, and he would groom these young boys. He would groom these young boys, he would brainwash these young boys, he would manipulate these young boys with his particular brand of evangelical Christianity, and he would make it clear to them that they would be more likely to be forgiven for their sins if he would allow them, if they would allow him to severely thrash them. So that these weren't compulsory thrashings, you understand. He would manipulate them into wanting to be thrashed for the good of their immortal souls. And then he would take them to a specially soundproof shed in his garden in Winchester, or near Winchester, in southwest England, strip them naked and flog them until they bled. In some cases, this continued right through their time at university. Normally they'd go to posh places like Oxford and Cambridge and Durham and Bristol and places like this. And in fact, in the case of one boy that went to Durham, for his 21st birthday, he was told he would be given the special present of a particularly severe thrashing. And these thrashings would occur on particular dates. The boys remembered the psychological torture of counting down to the next thrashing, but feeling they had to endure the thrashing, even though they were young adults, because he had inculcated them with the idea that it was for the good of their immortal soul as part of this evangelical community. Justin Welby was part of this evangelical community. He was part of this, although he's now very left-wing and woke, he was at the time essentially a fundamentalist Christian, an evangelical Christian, and he was part of this community. He was part of the Uran Trust. It came to light in an investigation by the Uran Trust in 1984 that this had been going on. And so rather than do something about it, rather than perhaps have this guy prosecuted, I mean, the guy was also a reader in the Church of England, by the way, so a lay preacher, rather than actually give him consequences to his appalling and manipulative actions, he was sent to Zimbabwe to work there. He continued his abuse of young boys in Zimbabwe. And so eventually, towards the end of the 80s, I think it was, he was sent to South Africa to continue his abuse there. Only in 2013 was there a report in which this came to light, and in which Smythe was directly accused of all the awful things that he had done, and lots of victims started going forward. Now, rather than do something about it, the Archbishop of Canterbury asserted, A, he didn't know anything about it until 2013, which seems extremely unlikely. It's rather like someone at the BBC saying they knew nothing about Jimmy Savile. Everybody would have talked about this. Everybody involved in the Uran Trust would have known about this. Evangelicals all knew about this. Of course he knew about it. But he said he didn't know anything about it. And B, he then just sort of pushed it into the long grass. He didn't make sure that something happened, that the man was held to account. And now, last week, there was another report on this issue talking about how devastating it was for the victims that nothing was actually done and that Welby didn't actually do anything. He started virtue signalling in a conservative way, purity signalling, saying how much shame he felt, how much he'd been praying, how ashamed he was, but stated that he wasn't going to resign because it wasn't worth resigning over. This caused a huge backlash, of course, with then people, including the female Bishop of Newcastle, calling for him to resign. The pressure mounted, and this rather weak man, who, by the way, discovered in 2013 that his father wasn't his father, and he was, in fact, the product of an affair between his mother and a rather wealthy beau, finally caved in. And I don't know what's going to happen now. Presumably they'll appoint some black woman.
Are you ready for the future of the West?